Today is Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our minute with the masses from Jeremiah chapter 32, verse number 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? In today's scripture, God told Jeremiah that he would allow King Nebuchadnezzar to set Jerusalem on fire because of Israel's idolatry and their disobedience. Yet, in the same breath, God promised he would eventually restore his people and everything they had lost. Isn't that just like God? The very thing that brought you sadness turns out to be the biggest blessing of your life. God's word can always be trusted, even when we can't see how it will come to pass. He is always faithful to fulfill his promises, even when we cannot see a way forward. Our responsibility is not to figure out how God will do it. Our job is to remember that he has unlimited power and he has infinite resources. God calls us to handle what we can, and when things grow too heavy, he commands us to place them in his hands through prayer and trust. Carry this with you today. What seems impossible to you requires no effort at all for God. When you've done all you can to come up short, that's when God steps in and shows his authority over every person and every situation. So pray about that burden you cannot fix, that heartache that lingers after you lost a loved one, that child whose behavior simply breaks your heart, that job search that seems to go nowhere, that loved one walking a path you do not understand. Stay in faith, wait on the Lord, and keep praying until something happens. He is the God of all flesh, and nothing is too hard for him. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Vicki, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Vicki.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Sister Lula C. of Orlando, she has been going through liver cancer treatment since March. We pray for the treatments to be effective, her energy to remain high, and her appetite to remain strong as God ushers her back to a total healing. Julie M., she passed yesterday. We ask the Lord to surround Colin, Kia, and the entire family with his comfort, peace, and presence as they mourn her transition to heaven. Derek, we pray for the Lord to cover him with the spirit of forgiveness and clothe him with joy and not anger. Robert, we pray for the Lord to give him peace in his spirit. Sabrina, we pray for her to walk in the ways of God with the spirit of integrity. Wayne, we ask the Lord to give him peace and a heart to serve God. Sean, we pray for her to stay strong in the Lord as she leads her family. Prince Ministries Prayer Intercessors and Readers, we pray for safety, protection, and abundance as they intercede for others. Everyone on the call this morning, we ask the Lord to grant you guidance for the day, spiritual, financial provisions as needed, and for you to see the hand of God at work in your day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover our Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice and for the end of racial disparity and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for the end of Russian hostility in the Ukraine, and we pray for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who ensure, all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed.
Father, we thank you for another day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to be rejoiced. We don't know what the day may hold, but we know that you hold the day. Go before us. Clear out the path, God. Be our guide and our direction. Forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts and our shortcomings, God, that we've done and said. Forgive us. Put it up under the blood of Jesus, because we want you to come for our words, because we know, Father, that you can handle everything that we go through. So we come this morning and standing in the gap, making up the hedge, Father, knocking on the door to be open for others this morning in the name of Jesus. And if we stand in the gap, Father, surely, God, you will make things happen for us. And we praise you this morning. We thank you, God, for the cancer treatment, for the chemo, for the medicine kissing God's face, for the doctors working in faith. We thank you this morning, God, that she is more than a conqueror, that she will come out victorious. And the treatment, God, will do what it needs to be done. In the name of Jesus, no side effects, no repercussion from the medicine remain in full strength. Why? Because you can handle it. Why? Because you can do all things. We pray for Julie's family, Father, that you will comfort them as they put her to rest to go on to be with Jesus. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, that you hold them in the midnight hour. Oh, God, can't nobody comfort you. Oh, God, can't nobody comfort them like you. We pray this morning that the right people be around them and say the right things. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Derek this morning to walk in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. So those things will not hold him captive. Yes, forgiveness is not for the person, but it is for you. In the name of Jesus, it's an invisible prison that needs to be broken. We denounce it by the blood of Jesus. We pray for Robert to lean on God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Wayne to have peace that surpasses his understanding. We pray for Sean to be the light in our house as she lead a family to God in the name of Jesus. We pray now for Prince Ministry that it reach borders in the name of Jesus, that it reach many through the word of prayer. We pray this morning for every intercessor that prays on this line, that put aside their own circumstances to make up the hedge for others, to stand in the gap for others. You know what they need. You know what they go through. You know, God, we pray this morning, God, that you make it happen for them in the name of Jesus, that you keep them strong, because the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. And he don't want us to pray, Father, but we put a pavilion around every intercessor of this ministry, every reader, every caller. Yes, God, put a pavilion over them and a tent around them, a fence around them in the name of Jesus. And whatever they're going through, God, we know that you will make it good. We lift up Minister Prince. Oh, God, that you keep a hand to the plow, that you give a creative
activity in your word, Father, to come alive through the airwaves. We pray that she be steadfast and unmovable. We pray this morning that prayer will be her ministry in the name of Jesus. You said that we call on the name of Jesus. If we call on you, you hear us. If we call on you, you pay attention to us because your ears are inclined to our voice. If we call on you for this and that, that and this, you hear us. And Jesus, oh God, sits on the right hand of the Father. He hear us calling on your name. He unscrambles it. He gives it to the Father. The Father passed it to the angels. The angels come to earth with the answer. Principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. So we have to keep praying until something happens to break through in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against all the evil that we faced. We gird up because we don't know what we're going to face, but we know that you will go before us and you will lead and guide us. We give you glory. We give you glory this morning. We honor you at the top of our week. We say thank you for every miracle that will be performed. Thank you for a good day. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Thank God, amen, and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you touch today will be blessed. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Monday morning. Goodbye.